Shalom Mishpucha. Shalom family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Alyosha and Jody Rabinoff, have just produced a brand new CD. They have two now, in which it's Hebrew and English on two of the most important subjects. One is called Fear Not. The other, The Lord is My Healer. And the Fear Not, as Jody, you were explaining on one of the previous broadcasts, the importance of getting rid of fear. That's really the root of most diseases.
It is absolutely the root of, I would say, probably anywhere from 80 to 95% of the diseases, Sid, because when fear goes out from our emotions, from our brain, there's actually a signal that's sent into every cell of the body. And after years of doing live blood cell analysis, one of the things you could see is when fear is present, it freezes, fear and depression both actually freeze the white blood cells so that they can't defend you.
Now, when you look through this sort of microscope, if you will, can you really see this in the blood?
I can. As a matter of fact, when I see that, I know one of two things. Somebody has either been eating a lot of sugar, because sugar will have the same impact on the human blood cells, or they're full of depression and fear. Depression and fear go hand in hand, actually. Depression is when somebody's just shut off. And so fear will affect major glands, organs of the body. There's a frequency to fear, and it is set off into every cell of the human body.
And so we've packaged together these two very special CDs. One is called Fear Not. The other is Scriptures on Healing, called The Lord is My Healer. I mean, And as far as I'm concerned, just listening to this, the music of Alyosha is so anointed, and there's something about Hebrew, but we'll get into the Hebrew part in a little bit. Alyosha,
Yes. The
world was made out of sound. Now, I can see why you would want to study sound, being a musician. But tell us what you found out about vibrations and why God makes such a big deal out of the spoken word.
Let me refer to a few verses, first of all. In 1 John chapter 1, it says that God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So that is actually a definition of God. God is light. Now, physically, it is proven that light and music is the same reality, just operates on different frequencies. So, me being a musician, I said, wow, music has some relationship to God. You know, if God is light, then God is music.
Hmm.
I don't even feel that it's something he created. It's part of who he is. There's another definition of God. God is love. So it's all interchangeable. Now, the other verse that intrigued me, and that's when I began to read the scripture in Hebrew, and I like to study the words, and I go into the roots. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it's after God created the heavens and the earth was without form, and there was a darkness. The darkness was on the face of the deep, and it said the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, that Hebrew word hovering, when you take it down into the root level, because on a normal level, it means to brood, to glide, to fly. But on the root level, it means to shake and vibrate. And that's amazing, because I believe that first you have this darkness, problem, chaos, and the Lord is applying, he's fixing the problem by the work of the Holy Spirit and creating these vibrations right before he begins to speak, let there be light. And in the Hebrew, when he spoke, let there be light, it sounds like this, yehi, or that hey sound is a breath. So he let the breath out, again, the Spirit. So by the work of the Spirit, I believe everything you know, that we have, the matter, it all vibrates at the basic level. And there are what I call high frequencies and low frequencies. Every physicist knows that. And, you know, because in his verses later, God began to divide the waters with expanse. And the waters, there were waters above and the waters underneath. So there's a high realm and there's a low realm. And there's an interesting law that the high frequencies will overtake the low frequencies. Every time you bring light into the darkness disappears. So, well, we found out that anytime we begin to bring the high frequencies into the whatever the problem is, whether sickness, disease, depression, hopelessness, and God himself is the highest frequency. He is light. He is music. He is love. It begins to overtake the lower frequencies. And we start seeing healing on every level, on physical, on spiritual, emotional. It's absolutely exciting.
Jody, what about Hebrew? You found some amazing things out about the Hebrew language that we don't find in modern languages.
That's right. We began to hear about the research work of a scientist in Sweden by the name of Hans Jenny. And Hans Jenny was doing research with sound, and he actually began to use different languages put through an instrument called a tonoscope. And when he actually funneled in the sound of different, you know, spoken words through the tonoscope, there were only two languages that had an impact on matter, and one of the languages is no longer used today as a spoken language, but the other one is, and that is Hebrew. And what they found was that when Hebrew was spoken, that actually the vowel points within the each word would actually be formed in sand, which was what he was the medium he was using to do the experiment with, and those vowel points would actually be written in the sand, actually, you know, impressed into the sand molecules or even metal shadings. And it was amazing because it was, you know, it's the only language today that I believe carries frequencies that impact matter.
So if I'm understanding you right, these frequencies, which are like vibrations, were able to shift the sand and form the Hebrew letters themselves?
That's according to everything we're seeing and researching online about his research. And, you know, he was studying way back, you know, several decades ago. And so many people are digging this up and making some applications to this. But for us as Jewish people who love our homeland, Israel, we love the native language of Hebrew. It's so deep and so profound and so vast. You know, every Hebrew word has so many meanings. For us, this had a profound impact in our hearts to know this.
Well, here's what I'm getting out of what both of you are saying, that as someone listens to, say, the Fear Not or the Lord is My Healer, and it's in English and Hebrew, when they're listening to the Hebrew, which is this very high level vibration, the words are literally changing them from the inside out. That's what I'm hearing you say.
That's exactly what we're believing, and we've seen this, and we have heard reports back from people listening, and they say that they can experience the presence of the Lord, even though they don't know what the words are saying because they don't understand Hebrew. They're still experiencing a sense of the very presence of God coming through the voice and the words. It's actually scripture, not just words, but scriptural reading in the Hebrew. I'll say one more thing about this, and this is just absolutely profound, that when some people listen to it, they actually hear God speaking to them prophetically.
Well, let's listen to it right now from the CD, Fear Not.
Ashrei ha'ish asher lo alach be'etzat rasha'im, uvederech hata'im lo amad, uvemoshav leitzim lo yashav, ki im betorat Adonai chefzo, uvetorato yehege yomam v'layla. והיה כעץ שתול על פלגי מים, אשר פריו ייתן בעיתו, ועליהו לא ייבול. בכל אשר יעשה יצליח. ברוך הגבר אשר יבטח באדוני, והיה אדוני מבטחו, והיה כעץ שתול על מים ועל יובל ישלח שרשיו לא יראה כי יבוא חום והיה עליהו רענן ובשנת בצורת לא ידאג לא ימיש מעשות פרי.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought. Nor will cease from yielding fruit.
That was from the selection, Fear Not. Can you just picture playing that 24/7 in your house and the supernatural healing, the removal of fear, the presence of God saturating your house or in your car as you're driving to school and leaving the children off or driving to work? I just think these two CDs, Fear Not and The Lord is My Healer, in Hebrew and in English, well, just as they were explaining, just as Alyosha and Jody were explaining, there is such high frequencies in the Hebrew language. And then you couple it with the love of God coming through the voices, and then you couple it with the Word of God having to do with eliminating fear and healing all of your diseases. I just think it's a spectacular gift for you and for someone that you love. Available for a donation of $35.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.